We are reading from the Gate of Intentions, from the writings of the Ari, increasing Zeranpin while the Exodus from Egypt. This article is not translated into English. We will do it simultaneously. You can ask questions from the websites. Whoever asks a question here, please stand up and hold the microphone close to your mouth. Increasing Zeranpin in the Exodus of Egypt. The order of increasing Zeranpin, when Zeranpin was born in smallness or infancy, until he grew to 13 years, while in Katnut, of Mochin of Katnut, the clothing and dressing of the vessels of Nehi of Ima, that in them clothed the dressings of Nehi of Abba, they all entered Zeranpin, Mochin of Katnut, smallness, until it grew to 13 years and above. Although the clothing of Nehi of Ima while in Katnut and smallness are the names of Elohim, because Bina is called Elohim, especially in the posterior of Nehi of Ima, the external clothing of Nehi of Ima, the Mochin of Katnut. And while Nehi of Abba were clothed in Nehi of Ima and are revealed in Zeranpin by the Bina, for that reason, the clothings of Nehi of Abba are also called Mochin of Elohim. In Gadlut, the greatness of Zeranpin, the clothings of Nehi de Ima are more internal. They are the names Ekye, because in the Moach Hadat, which is the Yesod of Ima, are 10 Damim, 10 bloods, which are the 10 names of Ekye and their posterior. And in the same way, Netzach and Hod will also be Ekye. We find that while in the exile of Egypt, 10 bloods are revealed that are the clothing of Gadlut, of greatness. Because in Katnut, the clothings are called Elohim. Because in Bina, there is the name Ekye and the name Elohim. Afterwards, the greatness of Zeranpin came, which was 13 years old. In it, the inner Mochin and Havayot enter the clothings of Nehi de Ima from the names of Ekye. In this way, the inner Mochin of the Havayot, while clothing the Nehi of Abba, they are Tselem. They are the letter Tzadik of Tzelem. Afterwards, in 7 years, enter the seven surroundings of Mochin of Gadlut, the letters Lamed Mem of Tzelem, which are calculated seven. Then Zeranpin is 20 years old and can carry and give his father's assets even on the lands. And the inner Mochin and surrounding as one, that's called the time for the first greatness. The upper Ima divided into two, Bina and Tvuna. From Chaze and below Tvuna, and from Chaze and above Bina. Tvuna is the Partsuf on its own, and Bina is a Partsuf on its own. Both of them together are one whole Partsuf, called upper Ima. Nehi of the inner Mochin and surrounding of Ima, that Zeranpin takes at its greatness from 13 to 20 years, is the phase of the entire Potsuf Tvuna, because in the beginning, Zeranpin ascended and took the Nei of Ima with the inner Mochin in them. And the inner Mochin were made in him, being 13 years old. Afterwards, in the seven other years, he takes the lower half of Tiferet of Ima with the Mochin in him. And in him, the external Mochin were made. According to that, we find that Lamed Mem of Tzelem are the second, are the portion of the two lower thirds of Tiferet of Ima. And that was completed into 20 years. We find that it already took the entire Partsuf of Tvuna, but is only half of the Partsuf of the upper Ima. Just as the upper Ima is divided into two Partsufim, Bina and Tvuna, also the upper Abba was divided into two Partsufim, Chochmah and Israel Saba. Just as Zeranpin took from 13 to 20 Mochin of the inner Ima and surrounding in the Partsuf Tvuna, that is half of the Partsuf of Ima, also took Mochin of Abba, internal and surrounding, in the Partsuf Israel Saba, that is a half of Partsuf of Abba. We find that Zeranpin and Katnut took the inner and surrounding Mochin from the externality of Yisut. And in Gadlut, it took the inner and surrounding Mochin from the internality of Yisut. Afterwards, Zeranpin returns to Katnut and Gadlut on a higher degree. Partsuf Chub, the upper halves of Abba Veima from the Chazeh and above. That's why the Katnut and Gadlut, the smallness and greatness of the first type, are called Nehi of Abba Veima. And the second type of Gadlut and Katnut are called Chagat of Abba Veima. According to Chub, from Chazeh of Abba Veima and above, and there is their Chagat. We find that after 20 years, Zeranpin ascends and takes the externality, Abba Ve'ima, Chochmah and Bina, the inner and surrounding Mochin. That is called the second type of Katnut of Zeranpin. Afterwards, it ascends and takes the internality of Chochmah and Bina, the internal and external Mochin. That is called the second greatness of Zeranpin. Two types of Katnut and two types of Gadlut in Yesut and in Chub. They are all in two Partsufim of Abba Ve'ima. Then Zeranpin, the firstborn, inherits the place of the upper Abba Ve'ima and is called the elder, which wasn't chosen, and not a youngster. Before he ascended to the degree of the upper Chub called elders, afterwards, Zeranpin returns to ascend in Arichanpin, in its upper Dikna, in the prayer of Mincha of Sabbath. From there is no other ascent to Zeranpin, because that is the purpose of his ascent. The ascent of Zeranpin from Katnut all the way to the end of his purpose was mentioned in Pirkei Avot, 5 years for the Mikra, and until 100 years, as if died and left this world. All those degrees are the ascents of Zeranpin from the first degree till the last degree.
Klal,
a rule that Zeranpin was born, it had the first type of Katnut. It took clothing and vessels from the externality of Yisut that became his inner and surrounding Mochin. These Mochin happened, are called Nehi of Abba and Nehi of Ima. Afterwards, in the first Gedlut, it takes the inner Mochin from Nehi of Abba Veima, which are the internality of Yesut. Afterwards, it takes clothing and externality from the upper Chub that became the inner and surrounding Mochin of the second type of Katnut. Those Mochin are called Chagat of Abba Ve'ima. Afterwards, it takes a second Gadlut, and they are the internality of Mochin of Chub, called Chagat of Abba Ve'ima in internality. Afterwards, it rises in Dikna Varichanpin. The inner Mochin of Katnut Aleph are externality of Yesud, from Chazen below, called Nehi Tzadik of Tzelem, and their surroundings of Katnut are externality of Yesut, from Chazen above, two surroundings, Chagat and Chabad, Lamed Mem of Tzelem. Afterwards, the first Gadlut, the internality of the Mochin of Nehi of Yesut, from Chazen below, the two surroundings are the internality of Yesut from Chazen above, Chagat and Chabad. In this way, the second time, Katnut and the second Gadlut and Katnut of the Partsufim of the upper Chub. The first Katnut, the lower one, from Nehi of Ima, are the phase of Tvuna called Elokim, judgment. The clothing of Netzach of Elohim and the filling of Yudim, because the right line of Yudim, the line of Chochmah, is Yud, and the clothing of Hod, Elohim, of the filling of Hay, because the left line Bina, Hay, clothing of Yesod Elohim, of the filling of Alephim, because the middle line is the line of Dat called Aleph. And their signs are Yud, Hay, Aleph, Yudin, Hay, Aleph.
Elohim,
Elohim,
Achdatam, Beta Elyon,
the second upper smallness from Chagat of Ima of Bina, the judgments are not revealed like in Tvuna. That's why it's called Achdatam, which is changing the letters of Elohim in Avgad. It exchanges it with the letters that come before it. There's no letter before Aleph, that's why it cannot switch.
But
Lamed changes with Kaf that comes before it. Hey changes with Dalet that comes before it. Yud with Tet that comes before it. Mem, Stuma, and the open Mem that came before it. And because you can't leave an open letter at the end of a word, it is written closed. Achdatam has more mercy and internal than the name Elohim, because it is from the previous letters to the name Elohim, to the letters Elohim. If it would switch with the later letters of the name Elohim in Mukhan, there would be more judgment and externality from the name Elohim. The second reason was that Elohim, judgment, in exchange of it, there will be mercy. But the Havaya, mercy, while changing, points to the judgment that comes instead of the mercy. According to Achdatam, Bina is called everywhere a living Elohim. The clothings of Nehi of the first greatness, or Chagat of the second greatness, the names Ekye, Ekye of Yudin in Netzach, Alephim in Hod, and Hey in Yesod. The clothing of Gadlut the inner mochin clothe inside them. They are all havayot, and there's no change in them. Because in the first katnut, or the second, Zeranpin does not have other mochin, except for external clothings of Nehi of Ima, or of Chagat of Ima. And these dressings are the mochin of Zeranpin in katnut, either the first or the second type. That's why there's a division in the names of the clothings of Nehi to the names of the clothings of Chagat. Because those Elohim and those are Achdatam. But in the greatness of Zeranpin, whether the first or the second type, there is no internality of Nehi of Ima or Chagat of Ima, although they are actual drops of mochin that are extended from the mochin of Abba ve'ima in the coupling. And between them there is no change between the first or second greatness. They are all havayot. But
ahan,
that are also clothed in Nehi or of Chagat of Ima from internality, but since they have Mochin inside them, they are named after the name of the Mochin, Havayot, and not on the name of the clothing.
We should begin the third commentary or interpretation. We'll stop here.
So we'll read announcements. Dear friends, during Passover, 22nd to 29 of April, we will have meals here in Petah Tikva. They will be broadcast and translated as usual. A complete schedule will be sent to everyone again. Please register as soon as possible. Today's schedule, Thursday at 11:10, the news, at noon, the lesson, 5:30, reading tests, and at 7:30, reading the Book of Zohar. We'll end with a song.
בלילות הלב נסגר כאילו שהכל נגמר ואין עצה ואין תבונה אז מתחדשת הבנה בין עליות לירידות כשאין מוצא ואין כוחות ולא נותרה כבר אף מילה אז מתפרצת התפילה כי אם חם הכל חיים באורך שאנחנו מבקשים ויש תחושה שלא עונים אז נחדש את הכוונה ונחזק את האמונה כי אם חם הכוחנים באורך לתפילה לחידוש האמונה מלבוא לתפילה לחידוש האמונה יחד לתפילה לחידוש האמונה יחנה לתפילה, לחידוש האמונה.